This is Evangelist George McTyre of the Word of God Ministry. And our message for this month, which happens to be August of 1994, this is an audio of a message that was published for the month of August 1994. This happens to be January of the year 2024. And the reason why I'm letting you know that is because some of the references that I might be talking about in this particular message applied back then, but may not necessarily apply to what's going on today. So that's why I'm making available the fact that this is a message from the year 1994. And our subject scripture is taken from St. John chapter 3 and verse number 16, a very familiar passage of scripture to everybody that names the name of Christ. St. John chapter 3 verse 16 says this: "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The subject for this message is Black Jesus, White Jesus, Who Cares? Much today has been focused on the concern as to what color Jesus is. For years, even centuries, people have focused on and portrayed Jesus as being white. Most of the portraits that we see in churches have shown him to be white. Lately, in the past 10 years or so, that's why I'm telling you about when this audio is being made, because back then this was a big deal. Back to the message. Lately, in the last 10 years or so, a new movement has arisen in the Black community which challenges the traditional view of him being white. Talking about Jesus now. As a Black person, it would seem that I would be following the idea that since he was called a Nazarene and that he was raised in Egypt, that it is only logically assumed that Jesus was a man of color, more specifically, Black. However, I don't care what color Jesus is, that is not the important thing. What is important is what do I believe about him when it comes to who he is and what he did for me. My salvation doesn't rest on what color he is. Yet, sad to say, there are a lot of folks out there, Black and white, that only follow Christ based on his color. Well, let me tell you something. If you are a follower of Jesus because of the color of his color is what drew you to him, then you might as well forget about salvation. God isn't going to accept you on those terms. It is enough that Jesus left heaven, came down here, and subjected himself to all of the problems we have here, was persecuted, crucified, buried, and raised from the dead so that we could have a right to eternal life. Now someone says they have a new criteria, his color. Well, let me address the black community for a moment. You say that Jesus is black. You say that Adam and Eve were black. You say that the black race is the parent of the white race. Well, think about this. Adam and Eve, I believe, were white. The black race came into being when descendants of Adam were divided at the Tower of Babel and went into lands where the climate was extremely hot. Over the centuries, their skin and hair adapted to the climate and they became darker. Today we can look at whites that spend a large amount of time in the sun. You will notice that their skin gets darker. The longer they stay in it, the darker they get. If they were to live in hot areas over a long period of time, their families would literally turn dark-skinned. If you will notice, blacks never get white unless they have a disease like Michael Jackson allegedly has, or had, because Michael Jackson, the late Michael Jackson, because he's deceased now. But anyway, the bottom line is, unless this foolishness of Jesus' race is done away with, many people will start leaving the church or will never come to him. It makes no difference what his skin color is. He died for whosoever, and that includes black, white, red, yellow, or whatever color you want to name. Another thing that you need to get away from is the terminology of the black church. There is no black church. There is only the church. How would you like it if whites labeled their churches as the white church? You whites that feel the need to have a white Jesus and a white church need to get away from the race issue also. We are all in this boat together. We all need to work together. Jesus loves all of us the same. It would be nice if we lived that type of life as well. Groups like the KKK and such that seek to elevate the white man above other races in the name of God need to be done away with. The black community needs to disassociate itself from groups and churches with preachers that seek to elevate the black race above other races in the name of God just as well. Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with having pride in your race. But when that pride begins to make you think you are better than another race, or that because you are black, then Jesus has more special relationship with you because he is black, you have gone too far, and God will cause you to be brought down to size or be destroyed. For God has no respect of persons. You find that in the book of Acts chapter 10 and verse 34. Plus there are other scriptures in the New Testament. Having no respect of persons means that God doesn't favor one person over another person or one race over another race. The only criteria that makes him favor somebody over somebody else is which one of the persons has are closer to walking in the paths of righteousness and putting more of their faith in him than others. That's the only criteria that you might have to say, well, God favored this person over somebody else that doesn't has little or no faith in him. Yeah, he's going to favor the person that puts more faith in him than somebody else. That's the only criteria. I am reminded of a story that was in the newspaper some 20 or so years ago that shows how stupid racist views can be. This happened here in Detroit. A white trucker was driving his rig down I-75 here in Detroit early one morning when something happened and he lost control of the truck and it crashed into one of the overpass supports and he was knocked unconscious. The fuel tank ruptured and there was a danger of an explosion. A black man that was driving behind him stopped, jumped out of his car, ran to the truck, opened the door and pulled the driver out and away from the vehicle moments before it caught fire. As the driver regained consciousness, he realized that he could have been killed if not for this black man. In a statement given to the news media some time later, this man said that up until that time, he had been a racist. He hated blacks with a passion, mainly because of what he was taught, among which was that blacks hated all whites. But as a result of this incident, the man renounced it, and as far as I know, is going around fighting racism wherever he can. Now, the point is, in this situation, race made no difference. It's funny how that when lives are on the line, all of a sudden, it makes no difference who the rescuer is. Most people will get colorblind. The sad thing is, some of his racist friends stopped associating with him. I guess they would rather he had been killed than to be indebted to a black man. We can also reverse that around and say blacks that hate whites, some of them are so in such a position that they would rather die or their friends would rather they die or something like that than to be indebted to a white man. So, I mean, you know, it goes either way, but that's stupid. Well, in the case of God, he is colorblind. Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. No color is mentioned. He also said, if a man says he loves God but hates his brother, then he, the man, is a liar, because all mankind is made in his or God's image. Have your white Jesus. have your black Jesus. As for me and my house, we will have Jesus. Be proud of your race, ethnicity, and the like. But remember this, it has no place in the church. None. If you hold such a view, you need to repent of that garbage right now before it is too late. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All must be born again. All that are born again are brothers and sisters, no matter what their color. Heaven is an equal opportunity residence. So is hell. You better be concerned where you will be residing than who will be with you. It's either His way or the highway, talking about hell. Well, I hope you got something from this message. This is Evangelist George McTyre. And I'd like to say to you and your families, may God bless you and your families real good. And I hope you get away from, if you hold such a view about the color of Jesus' skin, or if you are racist or whatever the case may be, you need to get away from that and forget about what your family and friends might think. Because they aren't going to be standing before you in front of God when the time comes for your judgment. You're going to be there all on your own. So with that, let me just say, until next time, God bless you and good day.